2. Change your mindset.
Stanley Beckett is my guest, author and consultant at Change Creator. Stanley, good evening to you. We're on the other side, man. We're in the new year. Are you good?
Good evening, Aubrey. Yes, all good. And hi to you and the listeners. And thanks for that song. I think it uplifted us all. Oh, and I'm sure it's much more beautiful than my voice.
It's a beautiful song. I was playing it because I had referred in the previous conversation when I was speaking to Savvy the Monk. I was speaking to what he referred to as the spark of consciousness, the life force. That part of us which is the soul that drives the body and the intellect and all that's connected to that. And it reminded me of that chorus in Vicky Sampson's song that is sang in isiZulu that says, we see that spark of life and it gives us a vision of a better future. And that song, for me, should be a national anthem at some level because it really does lift our spirits. It really shows us some hopeful direction. And I'm glad that you liked it, man. Listen, we continue in our conversation about the issue of goals for 2023. We've had a great conversation over the last 3 weeks, very vibrant. What have you got for us this evening, Stan?
Yeah, so continuing with that theme in this month, and thanks to, I don't know if you remember last week, one of the listeners, Aubrey, that actually made a request and said that they were enjoying it so much, thinking about their goals in a different way, that they asked, can't we just do that the whole of January? And I thought, what a great idea. Let's talk about goals.
Yeah.
Because we speak about them all the time, you know, but I really think, Aubrey, the more I learn about them, it's one of those things that the old saying goes, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know. And I think we think we know goals and we understand goals, but we don't really, you know. And it's, like I said, it's taken me years to study the idea of what goals really are. And every time I think I get it and every time I think I understand it, then I learn something new.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to sharing some more ideas with yourself and with our listeners tonight and continuing with a conversation. And hopefully, like last week, we had a great response from the listeners sharing some of their goals, sure, sharing some of their ideas. And I'm hoping they'll participate with us tonight, that we can talk about what goals are, because I'm going to give you a new thinking around goals tonight, which hopefully will make you think a little bit different about how you approach some of your goals as well. Yeah.
One of the things that I enjoyed about the last 2 weeks' conversation was the de-religiousization of faith and the act of faith, which is to believe, right? And how it comes into the realization of the goals that we have. I love the conversation because it, for me, helped me to understand that we don't have to keep faith only in the religious realms, that it is an objective tool that we have. It's an objective tool for the realization and the manifestation of those things that we desire. For me, that was very, very powerful, because I suppose that idea has been monopolized by religion, but the conversations we've been having have made me understand that we can de-religiousize the idea of faith and believing. And you also went on to explain that believing is the operationalization of the faculty of faith. So in the same way that we have sight, unless we actually see, in other words, open your eyes and see, using the faculty of sight, then sight as a faculty becomes useless. The faith becomes useless unless you use it, unless you actually believe. And the believing means believing that you are the recipient of the conjurements of your own imagination, of your own desire, of that which you have a vision about. That is the believing. For me, that was very, very powerful stuff, Stanley. And I'm hoping that maybe that aspect will come back again, because I think we have a lot of people with a lot of faith but have not known where to apply that faith in their lives except in the realm of the religious. And my conversation with you over the last week has been very powerful, I think, at least for me, the learnings that I've gotten, in that these faculties of faith can be used for our lives as they unfold outside of the religious realm, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, Aubrey, you know, one of the definitions for faith that I was given on the religious terms can really be applicable to the kind of faith we're talking about here when it comes to our goals. And I might be saying it slightly wrong, but it went along the lines that faith is putting our hope into the evidence of things not yet seen. You know, the hope that's really what faith is. It's putting our hope into things we can't see with our senses yet. Mm. We can't experience with our eyes, see with our eyes, hear with our ears, smell with our nose, taste or touch. But there's this hope, there's this belief that this unseen thing on almost like a spiritual level will be manifest into the physical. And I think the same definition can really be applied to our goals. That we for a true goal, if you remember last week when we spoke and we spoke about some of the rules around the goals, you know, a goal is something you've never achieved before. It's something you've never actually had before. But I don't think you can have faith without belief first.
Mm.
You know, if you haven't seen somebody else achieve something, it becomes very difficult to build faith in that thing for yourself.
Mm.
But if you've seen other people make the kind of money you want to make, live in the kind of house you want to live, enjoy the kind of relationship you wish you could enjoy, have the kind of body you wish you could have, then at least that first level of belief is there. You can see it, the evidence that it can happen. I think that's an important part of building that faith. But then you've got to turn it into faith, and you've got to believe that it's possible for you. And that's sometimes where we struggle. You know, we struggle to put ourselves in that picture.
Mm.
We struggle to put ourselves in that body, mm. in that financial situation. And that's because we're not ready yet.
Yeah.
The moment you're ready, you will see it. And the moment you see it in the spiritual, and this is a very important lesson I was taught by one of my mentors, is the moment you see it in the physical, as a spiritual, is the moment it'll start manifesting in the physical.
Mm.
And that's really where faith and belief links very nicely to the goals that we set for ourselves.
Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Your goals for this new year, what are they? Yeah. What do you want? I asked this question last week, Stanley. What do you want? And we observed in that conversation that we seem not to be able to say what we want. We are very comfortable with talking about what we don't want. But when we have to challenge our minds to actually think and define clearly what we want, that is quite a difficult thing. Why is that? Do you find the same observation?
Yeah, because we tend to focus on what we don't want because we see that so often. You know, it's not difficult to believe to develop a faith around what we don't want, because what we don't want is usually linked to what is already a physical experience. What we don't want is what we are already experiencing with our senses. And remember, we said that faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we try and focus on what we do want, it's usually something we don't have already. So mm-hmm. if I can make that distinction, what we don't want is something we already have in the physical. That's why we don't want it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be unhealthy, but because I am. I don't want to be unwealthy or poor because or struggling financially because I already am. I don't want to be in an unhappy relationship because I already am. You see, the things we don't want are already in the physical. We can already experience them. So building faith around that is not difficult. When we want the opposite, that's not in the physical yet. So I think that's why we struggle to connect with what we want more than what we don't want, because what we don't want is already in the physical. But what we do want, we have to put faith behind. And remember, as I said, faith is putting yourself in that picture. I think it's there that we really struggle, and that's why I think we struggle with focusing on what we want when we focus on our goals.
Is it a fair question, particularly in the context of this conversation of the setting of goals for this new year, to ask people, what do you want? I mean, is it fair to put people under the pressure of actually being clear in your own mind as to what you want?
I think it's a difficult thing to do, but and it is a fair question. But it's actually interesting that you asked that question, because I think it leads very nicely. People are going to think we actually planned this, but we really didn't. It actually leads very nicely into what I want to discuss tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A different way of thinking about goals, and a different way of helping us to get closer to achieving the goals. And I think it's also linked to, is it fair to ask people what you want? Okay. I'm going to suggest something that was suggested to me a long time ago, and it's taken me years to really think about it already.
Mm.
But it's so powerful. I think if we can really get what I'm saying tonight, I believe not only is it going to change the way people think about their goals for 2023, but it's going to change the possibility of people achieving those goals in a very dramatic way.
Mm.
And what I want to start off with is by suggesting the following. What if for 2023 you didn't make your goals specifically? I mean, we are still going to go through a list of questions and things, but what if the main crux, the main foundation of the goals that you set, because actually this is why we set goals, so it's very much aligned to our reason for setting goals.
Mm.
What if it wasn't so much focusing on the things you want, like I want more money,
mm.
I want a better job, mm. I want a better, a healthier body, I want. What if instead of focusing on the physical things you want, because remember I said to you that it's very difficult for us to put ourselves in the picture of the physical and if we haven't seen the evidence of it yet. So that makes it really difficult to set goals focusing on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
What if instead of doing that, Aubrey, we focused on how we want to feel this year,
mm-hmm.
which is more a spiritual connection, right?
Yeah.
So, because when you think about it, all of our goals, if you really go to the crux of it, is because we want to feel a certain way.
Yeah, I want money because I want to feel a sense of financial security. I want a healthy body in order for me to be able to dispense of my energy in the most efficient way. I want a great relationship with my wife and my children because I want the feeling of a meaningful companionship with my wife and a contributory a feeling to the lives of young children that I have been given the honor to raise. What you're saying is that everything that we desire actually is a conduit for a feeling that we desire. And so the question should be, what feeling are you desiring out of the physical goals that you have?
That's it. And I'm going to take you now into why this is so powerful. And let's take those three examples. It's so well. Why do we people want more money? Because they want a feeling of security. What's lacking for them is security. They need that feeling. Why do people want a better body? Because they want a feeling of control. If I have a healthier body, I'm controlling my life. I'm in control of my future. I'm going to, in all probability, live to be older. I'm controlling the way I can move around. I can do things. I'm in control. Why do people want a better relationship? Or a loving relationship? Because I want to feel acknowledged. I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel that somebody sees me. somebody, you know, if just one person, it doesn't, and I don't know if you've ever felt this, the whole world can be against you, but if one person loves you, it's okay. You feel like I am lovable.
Yeah.
I am a person who can be loved. So my question tonight to our listeners and to you and everybody is, what if that was really what our goals were all about? Because if that were true, we could actually be so much more powerful in our goals if we focused more on that feeling than on the things we think is going to bring us that feeling.
Why? Right? Why do you say that, Stanley? I mean, I hear the logic of your argument. I hear it. But how would it be more powerful to be aware of the feeling? Wouldn't it be easier? Wouldn't it be a shortcut to simply go to the thing that I want, that I believe is going to give me that feeling?
No. So let me tell you why.
Mm.
Okay. And the light actually came on for me as I've been thinking this past week, what do I want to talk on tonight? And, you know, I'm putting a lot of things that I have been taught through my lifetime together, and it's really making sense to me. And I'm really hoping I can bring this across to our listeners tonight. So why do I say, like, let's say, for example, you say, I want more money. Okay. Now, why do you want that more money? Like we said, you want to feel more secure in life. Mm. Okay. Now you go and invest some money, or you start a new business because you believe that's going to bring you in more money. So your goal is, now I'm going to have the successful business that I'm going to work on for 2023, and I'm going to focus on that because I believe that's going to bring me more money because that's my goal. I'm not really focusing on the underlying feeling that I want is to feel more secure.
Mm.
Or to feel a sense of freedom.
Mm.
That's why people want to start their own business. I want more freedom. I want the freedom to do what I want to do, not to be told by somebody every day I want to do.
Mm.
Now, but let's focus on the security, for example. Now I go in and invest this money in 2023.
Mm.
And I go and I start setting the business, but I don't really know what I'm doing. And I end up losing
the
little bit of money I had when I started this year.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is, not only does that goal not seem to work out for me the way I wanted, but I end up at the end of 2023 feeling even less secure than I did in the beginning of 2023.
Hmm.
Is that really the goal, a goal that I should have been focusing on? Maybe, maybe not. What if, instead of focusing on that business as the vehicle to get me to the feeling of security, I started on a different level and I said, okay, I want to feel more secure. Now, remember, feeling is our connection to the spiritual realm. It's a vibration. We've spoken about that on the show many times. Everything in this universe vibrates, right? Everything is in a state of vibration. And all of the teachers from 2,000 years ago when the Bible was written, even before that up to now, have taught us that like attracts like, that you vibrate and you attract the things not on what is you think you want, but on what you feel you want.
Mm.
So if you are building this new business, for example, and you are constantly feeling insecure because this business isn't working, what you're actually doing is you're attracting more things that are going to make you feel insecure.
Mm.
You're going to actually work against the goal that you think you want because you're focusing on the wrong thing. But let's say, for example, you say, okay, what are the things that make me feel secure in life?
Yeah.
Let me bring more of that into my life. What makes me feel secure is having a loving relationship with my wife. I feel more secure because I know I've got – so let me focus on that because that's something I can do right away. I'm going to focus more on that relationship with my wife. And what I'm actually doing is I'm bringing up more of this emotion, more often of security.
Yeah.
Now, this emotion is going out universally, and what starts happening is you start attracting ideas that can bring even more security to you. You might like then find, wow, starting a business wasn't the right thing for me to do, but going and investing my money in X, Y, or Z is a better idea, and suddenly things start happening for you. If I can explain this, where the light came on for me, Aubrey, it's because all of the teachers I've had in my life have taught me the most powerful emotion in life is gratitude. if you feel gratitude, the more you feel gratitude, the more life will give you things to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this now when in this last few months, I've moved to a new house. I've moved to a new different energy. Me and my family have completely changed some situations. And every day we wake up and just naturally we say how grateful we are for what we're experiencing every day, for life. And you know what? Like more and more and more life is starting to bring things that we're just more grateful for. And it's like suddenly this business, these things I've been focusing on, these physical things, it's like they're just starting to naturally happen all by themselves.
Mm.
It doesn't mean I mustn't set them as goals, but because I'm focusing on the actual emotion that I'm wanting, you know, the thing that I can focus on, that I can see, that I can connect with, that gratitude, it's like life is just bringing me more things to be grateful for.
I can perhaps know what the name of the feeling I want. So I want to feel security, right? There's the name of the feeling that I want. How do I generate the feeling of security before I get it in myself, before I get it? So I've got the word security. that's the feeling that I want.
Yes.
How do I hold it in my mind, in my body, that feeling, so that I recognize it when it comes? I recognize it when it comes when I've got money, right? But I don't know how to have that feeling when I don't have money and I'm worried about the bills that I need to pay. How do I access that feeling without the money that gives me the feeling? Does it make sense?
The only way, yes, of course. The only way you can do that, as I said to you, Aubrey, is go and find the things that already make you feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on those things. Put your energy on those things. Don't go and focus on the things all day long that make you feel insecure. Right? So maybe a easier way to explain this is on an emotion that's a little bit easier is gratitude. Right? So let's say my goal, because this is the goal for many people, is I just want to be grateful in life. I want to wake up every day and just be thankful and happy and enjoy life and be grateful.
Okay. Yeah.
Start by focusing on the things that you are already grateful for.
Yeah.
If you can't find anything else, go outside and be grateful for the fact that we live in a country where we're free to live our own lives in terms of what religion we support, who we want to marry.
Yeah.
Be grateful for simple things like that.
Yeah.
Be grateful for the fact that it's a wonderful sunshiny day that you can walk out. Be grateful for the fact that you have a healthy body and a healthy mind, which means that every single day I get up, I can go and something can change for me, because I can go out there with my healthy body, my healthy mind, and I can make something happen.
Yeah.
Look for the one people in your life. Be grateful for the people that are still there for you, that love you no matter what your circumstances. And as you start creating this snowball of gratitude, and it's a really difficult thing to understand, and you know, this is one of those things you can't understand until you really see it for yourself. You get it, you know, but I'm hoping there's a level of understanding that can start moving people to think deeper about these things. As you start the snowball effect of noticing things to be grateful for, what you are sending out on a spiritual level, remember, because everything gets created first on the spiritual level, then we need to, through the mental mind, bring it to the physical level. As you create this emotion of gratitude on a spiritual level, what's happening, if we understand everything that's talked about, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, you are starting to attract more things in your life that's going to bring gratitude, right? And one of those things might be the new job. One of those things might be a better increase in salary, or it might be something else. But I guarantee you that if you keep doing and staying in that space, right, you will eventually get that job. You will eventually be successful in the business you're trying to do, because you start seeing things that you don't see when you're in the space of ungratefulness, when you're in the space of complaining, when you're in the space of looking at everything that's wrong, right? Because that's the physical. When you look at that, it's hard to see the things on the spiritual side. When you know, there was my dad taught me the saying that says two men were looking out of the same cell bars.
Yeah.
one saw mud, the other saw stars. You know, are you looking up or are you looking down? Are you looking at the physical reality? And this is really paraphrasing what all of our spiritual leaders are trying to tell us, is that the great thinkers, the people who get ahead in life, they don't look at the physical reality. They look at the inside and they say, what is it that I want? What is that evidence coming back to the faith of things I don't see? And I'm going to connect not only to that image, but to that vibration, that feeling, that emotion. What does it feel like to be there? And if we can really see, I mean, I feel frustrated because I can't, tonight, one of those nights, I feel I can't get properly out of me saying what I want to say, how important this message is.
Yeah.
If we can just start waking up tomorrow morning and saying, why do I want that money? Why do I want that job? Why do I want whatever it is? Because it's going to make me feel X, Y, or Z. And if we can identify what we want to feel and then ask ourselves as the goal for 2023, what can I do to make myself feel more this way? And don't just limit it to one thing. Don't just say the only thing that's going to make me feel this way is more money, because many people make that mistake. They make more money and they say, I still don't feel happy.
Yeah.
I still don't feel all these things. You know, go just say, okay, I'm opening it up to myself to say, how can I feel more secure this year? Yes, money would be one thing, but that can come, and I'm giving the space for that to come. But what are the other things that make me feel secure? Do I feel more secure when I have a loving relationship? Do I feel more secure when whatever it is, fill in the blank for you, for every person is different. And what I'm suggesting tonight is, what if for 2023, instead of focusing on as a starting point, because I'm not saying you don't focus on those things. There's different levels of goal. But I'm saying, what if instead of this year and focusing as a starting point on all the physical things you say you want, you rather focus this year on, what do I want to feel this year? Do I want to feel more love? Do I want to feel more security? Do I want to feel more happiness? Do I want to feel more joy when I wake up in the morning and excitement about the day? And then start focusing on, what can I do to start feeling those things more often and start this roller coaster effect, the snowball effect of saying, the more I feel that, the more I will attract to me the things that will allow me to feel that way.
Give us a call, 011-883-0702. I know it's a bit of a tall order. I'm struggling with it a little bit, Stanley, but I get the logic. I get the epiphany in all of this. Bongani Qaba in Fort Lauderdale says, Bro Aubrey, it is fair to ask people what they want. As human beings, we are here on this earth to make a contribution of some sort. And that contribution gives us or draws us to goals we yearn to achieve. The biggest problem why people don't want to be asked what it is they want is because they already know what it is that they want, but are bothered by the fact that they haven't achieved that which they want yet. Hence, this question is irritating, says Bongani Qaba. Well, Bongani, I hear you, man, and I'd like to go a little bit further and ask you the question, do you know the feeling that you want to have once you've gotten what you want? Stanley's pushing us a little harder today to say, not only should we know what we want, but we should know why we want it. What is the feeling that we want to have when we have achieved what we achieve? Have you stopped to think about that? Could it be the reason why there is so much, there's such a feeling of anticlimax? I want to get that degree. You get that degree and you don't get the feeling that you thought you were going to get. I want to make R1 million and you get the R1 million and I want to have a relationship with such and such and you get that relationship and that feeling that you thought. I want to have so much. Have we done the work to understand the feeling we want to achieve? Yeah, right? By the material things that we want to achieve. Could there be a disconnect there that we make the mistake of thinking that such and such a thing is going to give me this feeling and then discover, and that is so true, Stanley, how many people have felt, and that's probably why you see sometimes these great achievers commit things like suicide, because they are not getting the fulfillment that they thought they would get once they've achieved yet another milestone. So the question Stanley Beckett is asking you, and perhaps you could give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. What is the feeling that you want to achieve with the goal that you have?
Change your mindset.
Stanley Beckett is my guest. He is author and consultant at Change Creator SA. We're talking about how to better contain your goals. And he's suggesting that perhaps what the work we need to do is to really understand the feeling we want to achieve by the goal that we want to achieve. That essentially, the goal we want to achieve is really a conduit for a particular feeling that we want to achieve. And that if we can focus on the feeling that we want to achieve, then we don't have to worry about the material goal. That will be made available to us. That we need to focus on the feeling that we want to achieve. Stanley, I want you to just come back to me again and just help me. How do I contain? How do I get to the feeling of gratitude if that is the feeling that I want to get? What is the feeling? How do I get the feeling of safety and security if that's the feeling I want to get without being obsessed with aligning it and connecting it to money or a gun or whatever, you know? Hello, Stan? What's happened to Stanley? It appears we've lost Stanley. We're going to try and make a connection with Stanley. If you can, please give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. We've got 4 minutes left in this conversation. Does any of this make sense to you? Does it resonate with you? I hear it, eh? I do. I'm just struggling with how do I contain the feeling of security when I don't have it yet? How do I find it? How do I make myself feel the feeling of security if I don't have it yet? And Stanley's suggesting that focus on the things that make you feel secure already so that you can have the feeling inside of you and maintain it and then focus on the feeling. That in itself sounds like quite a technical process, Stanley. I think you're there. How do I do that, Stan? All right, it looks like we are having some difficulties. I'm going to take one or two calls from you, your thoughts, and then, of course, what it is that you are looking for. I'd be really, really filled with gratitude, yeah, if I knew what it is that you are feeling. Let me talk to Ndebeng in Roodepoort. Hi, Ndebeng.
Aubrey.
Yeah, hi.
How do you become grateful and have feelings of gratitude? Yes, you know, my life right now, I'm doing well, and I'm successful in my own terms of success.
Yep.
And I'm grateful for my mother that have done everything that she could to you know, get me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I've got issues with things in the past. How do you become grateful when you have issues from your past?
Yeah.
Like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm going to ask Stanley to stay with me, Ndebeng, because I think you're asking a very, very important question. That's how we connect to that feeling, right? I'm going to ask him to stay with me. I'm going to ask him to stay with me just so that we can finish this. But I don't want you to go either. Ntateng, if we can just have Ndebeng join us again in the next hour so that Stanley can help us with that question. We did have a little bit of a break in connection with Stanley. I see he's back. But just ask me that question again as succinctly as possible, Ndebeng.
How do I become grateful for all the wonderful things that I had in my life? Materially, that is, right? But I've got issues from my past that are still haunting me, and I'm struggling to reconcile my wonderful life right now and my grudges from the past.
I hear you. I hear you. I want you to stay, and or we'll call you back so that we can have Stanley address your brilliant question after that. Because for me also, I'm also trying to capture how do I capture the feeling of security, of gratitude as a means by which I can focus my mind to achieving certain goals in 2023. So you stay with us, Ndebeng. Much appreciated. And Stanley is still there. Stan, please will you stay with us just so that we can finish that thought. I know that we've got one or two other guests and then we'll be able to open up the lines. Will you stay with us, please, Stan?
Of course, yes.
Thank you very much. Stanley Beckett, author and consultant at Change Creator.
702.
Change your mindset.
It's the final hour of the show. We continue with the Change Your Mindset feature. We lost Stanley for a few moments in the previous hour when a powerful question by Ndebeng was asked as to how do we hold on to the feelings that we would like to have once we've achieved our material goals, right? Because the idea that Stanley's putting forward, which I think is quite powerful, is that actually what we're looking for is the feeling that we believe will come from achieving a particular goal, if that is to have a bigger bank account, better credentials academically, or better relationship romantically, that we are looking for a particular feeling and that our minds would be more focused and therefore in a position to achieve what we want if we understand the feeling that we are looking for and define it. Mine is to ask the question, how do I find that feeling? There's been the suggestion that find other things that give you the feeling and hold on to that feeling. But here's a message from Linda in Deep Kloof. He says, Brobs, I've set goals with Stanley on a personal level. My ultimate long-term goal was to own trucks and redistribute fuel. However, we had to start with the short-term goal setting, or short-term goal setting, dealing with what we can achieve. First, what I've experienced and learned in achieving a small goal, it leads you to other beautiful goals you never thought you'd achieve in an uncontrollable fashion. It is as if you are living in your own mind. It's a mind-blowing experience. That is from Linda in Deep Kloof. Linda, I wish you could give me a call, man. I'd really like to talk a little bit more about that. Stanley, Linda seems to be one of your clients. He seems to have gone through a process of transformation. He suggests that what you taught him was to achieve smaller goals progressively. It's the intellectual giant, he reminds me. Well, give me a call, intellectual giant. I'd really like to have your thoughts about the experience and the process that you followed with Stanley. Stanley, I don't know if you heard Ndebeng's question about the misalignment of what happened in the past and the general prosperity of her present, and how she can align those two realities. Would you like me to perhaps, because I've asked her to stay on, would you like to have the question directed at you, or did you get it?
I think I did get it. I mean, I'm very glad to engage, but I think I did get the question.
Sure, yes. Go ahead then, if you could help us there.
Okay, so what I want everyone to understand, Aubrey, and hopefully everybody can have sympathy to what I'm saying now, it's very difficult in one short answer to answer these questions. You know, people are always asking these kind of questions as if there's one quick answer I can give that's suddenly going to clear everything up. It doesn't work that way. It can take sometimes years to really understand the answer to a question like that, right? And even just explaining the answer properly to a level where a person can start saying, okay, it's starting to make sense, can't be done in one or two sentences. So I need to find a way to at least have something that is gettable that a person can start with. If I can say, I think I can lay a seed in her heart and in the minds of people who have a similar question, and hopefully she can take that seed and go make it grow through thinking, through working with
yeah.
it. And that seed, the answer to this question is, I want you to think of the following words in this sequence. Okay, and those words are firstly present, secondly future, and thirdly past, in that order. Okay, so what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, I'm going to come back to exactly what I'm suggested tonight you do. Is if you say you want to feel a certain way, then let's first start with the present. That's the first place you start. And you ask, because that's the most powerful place to start from, is to ask, is there anything presently in my life that can that I can focus on that makes me feel that way already? That's why I said to you, so you say you want security, you believe security is going to come through a job or a certain amount of money. Okay, that's not there yet. You don't see the evidence of that yet. But is there maybe something in my life that already makes me feel secure presently, right, that I can focus on? So that I can start focusing on that emotion, because what I tend to do, I tend to wake up every day and I focus on all the things that are not giving me security.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel this fear and things and I feel insecure and I feel worried. So what I do is, the more I feel that way, the more I focus on the things that make me feel that way. And now, instead of just focusing and complaining about my own life, I'm now complaining about the government, I'm now complaining about the economy,
yeah.
I'm now complaining about my parents who never loved me. You know, I just start focusing more and more and more the things that make me feel the opposite of what I feel. So present is very important.
Yeah.
So my question to today and people like her is, and everyone out there, is what is that feeling you want to feel, and can you presently name anything in your life that already makes you feel that way right now? If you can't, then you move to the second one, which isn't as powerful, but also has a very high level of power, and that's the present. I mean, the future, sorry. So if what in the future would make me feel that way, right, would making, okay, this is where you could bring in the job, for example. Would having a job that pays me 50,000 rand a month make me feel more secure? Okay. Start focusing on that. Create that image in your mind. What would that job look like? What would that experience be like? Start seeing yourself every day instead of sitting and focusing on the reality around you, because now we've established there isn't something in your reality that can give you that feeling. Okay, stop focusing on that every day. Wake up every day and then focus on the future. And say, okay, what would that job look like? What would having that much money, what would I be doing? Would I be traveling? Would I be whatever it might be? And that's where people talk about vision boards.
Yeah.
So go and create that and focus on that every day. And that in itself will start giving you that feeling of what would it feel like. And then the last one is, if one of those two don't work, then you go to the past and you ask yourself, did I ever feel secure in the past? Did I ever feel gratitude in the past, or whatever it is I want to feel? When did that happen? And then you can start connecting to that moment in the past more and more and more, and bring that emotion into your life, because we would have all experienced, when we think about things in the past, our mind doesn't know that it's just an image that we're thinking of. We actually bring up the same emotions. We feel that negativity from an event that happened 10 years ago.
Right.
We feel that anger from some, right? We feel that stuff. Well, we can use the same power to go and feel things that made us feel good in the past. So ask yourself, what made me feel secure in the past? And let me connect to that. So that's why I say that's your process that, you know, in the short time we have tonight, that I would suggest. Firstly, present. Is there anything in your present that makes you feel that way? Start focusing on that. In the lack of that, future, like how would it look in the future? What would make you feel? Create that dream board, create that vision board, and connect every day and sit and meditate on that thing as if it's already here. We can talk one night about the future is now again, what that really means.
Yeah.
And in the lack of that, go into the past and say, where have I ever felt that way before? Let me bring up that way and let me start thinking about it. And slowly but surely, let me start reminding my body. Let me start reminding my emotional body what it feels like to feel that way. And that could be then for many people the start of that snowball effect we spoke about. And that's really all I can share in this space of time, but hopefully that makes sense to our listeners.
Ntebeng, I hope that that helped you, because my sense is that you are looking to feel feelings that are commensurate, aligned to your present success, and you're not feeling them, and you are wondering whether your past has anything to do with that. Am I correct?
So
the reason why I wanted you to hear what Stanley says is that maybe, all right, before I say what I want to read you, what Nkunze Mnyama says. He's a very good friend of mine on Twitter. He says, Aubrey, the speaker seems to say that tangible achievements can be construed as a means to an end. Yeah, the feeling. In that sense, even failure in our pursuits, which are precursory to our ultimate goal, will not demoralize us, as we can easily focus on other means to reach the goal. And I'm saying that the very same is true for you, that maybe the issue here is not your achievements, because they are not aligned with the feeling that you're looking for. The feeling that you're looking for, it's got nothing to do with the current achievements that you're enjoying. The feeling that you're looking for is somewhere else. And you made the mistake of thinking that when you achieve certain things, the feeling that you were looking for would be achieved. Now the time has come for you to go back to your past and maybe find times when you felt the feeling that you want to achieve. And then let's see how we can achieve that feeling through the things that you can achieve this year. Does that make any sense?
You know, Aubrey, I think it actually makes so much sense, in the sense that when I was going back, right, I was doing exactly what you are talking about.
Yep.
I was going back to the past, but I concentrated on the negative. You know, I concentrated, like my focus was on the negative things that were happening and not the positive things that brought me joy.
I relate so much to what you're saying, because many times what we do is that get la babons. All right.
Exactly.
So what happens is that the focus of your mind is on trying to get the feeling of retribution rather than the feeling of security. So you get the retribution from the achievement, but you don't get the feeling of security, which is what your fundamental desire was. Can you and I agree to do this? Can you and I agree to do this? Because your question resonates so deeply with me personally, Debing. Can you and I do the work of trying to find exactly the feeling that we want for ourselves, not for the retribution we want to get by showing the others who brought us down, who pushed us into corners of feeling like we're nothing? Can we now start to look for the feelings that are for us, that are a gift to you and I as individuals?
And I am grateful for this conversation, in the sense that I have achieved what I've achieved.
Sure.
But I'm still not happy. And I'm trying to say that, look at me now.
Yeah. And it makes the achievements feel hollow. Now what we need to do is to go get your happiness, girl. Go get your happiness. In the same way as you go get your body, in the same way as you go get the happiness. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'm maybe jumping there as well.
Sorry, Stanley, please jump in.
Yeah, can I say, did you say it's Ntebeng?
It's Ntebeng.
Ntebeng, hi, nice to meet you. Can I listen? Hopefully, you listened to what I said to Aubrey now and what I shared. You are currently focusing on the past, right, and not allowing yourself to experience the joy of the present. And that's sad because the past is your weakest area. Mm-hmm. You can, instead of spending your time, because you have the power at any one time in your life to hold whatever thought you decide to focus on in your mind. That's your power as a human being. So why choose to wake up every day and focus on the past, on the negative, and you can't seem to find the positive in the past? Stop looking for it in the past. But you've got it in the present. Your present is infinitely more powerful than the past. Wake up every day and start focusing on the present. What is the thing you want to feel that's making the opposite of the negative thing you're feeling in the past? Whether it was not recognized, whether it was not appreciated, whether it was not loved, whatever it might, whether it was looked down by people because you didn't win successful in the past, none of that matters. Your power lies in the present. And wake up tomorrow morning and just say, from now on, I'm going to focus on the things I want to feel in the present that already make me feel that way. And if you can't, but I think you can already because you've shared that, then for those maybe listening, if you can't in the present, then go to the future and say, if I achieve X, Y, Z, I am already going to see in my mind I'm already there. And that's the way I'm going to feel. And I know because Aubrey, I can share with Aubrey, you and Aubrey as well, I really am connecting to what you're sharing tonight because you are describing me as well, is that even because of things that happened in the past, I can't allow myself to feel the joy in the present because I'm so stuck on the past. But I'm already successful in the present. I'm already doing all the things in the present. Why am I not focusing on that? I can wake up tomorrow morning and I can choose to let the past go now and to say from tomorrow I'm focusing on that feeling that I already have in the present, and I promise you it does exist if you just look for it. But stop focusing on the negative in the past and start focusing on the present.
Devang and Rudaput, thanks very much for your call. Much appreciated. Charlene is in Mitchell's Plain. My last call on this matter. Charlene, good evening to you.
Hi, good evening to you and Stan. Compliments to you guys.
Indeed, yes, compliments to you too.
Yes, you know, I was just listening to you guys now, and I was thinking, you know, my mantra for years was success is the best revenge.
Mm.
And yes, to those people look down on me, my success is, and you know what? Ever since I found, I was telling you saying that, you know, I found my inner peace 9 years ago.
Mm.
And you know, I am free to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I am human. I do have those anxieties sometimes, but I always come back to my center,
mm-hmm.
to my inner. You know, once I found my inner peace, it's like so exhilarating. It's so free. Being you. And you know, it just draws such a lot of positive energy because I do not focus. I do not want to focus on the negative. Once there's a negative, I feel that anxiety. Then I tell myself, no, focus. This is not going to get you down.
Yep.
You can overcome this. There are many ways to skin a cat. If that way doesn't work, we will find another way. But finding that inner peace, Aubrey, made a huge, huge difference in my life.
Oh, Charlene.
And you know, it is so, so amazing to go in. I don't care who says what or who does what. I am free to be me.
Oh.
And I do me all the time. So that is my parting message that I want to tell. I don't know what Stan says about that.
Charlene, in Mitchell's Plain, thank you so much for a great call. Much appreciated. Yes. Stanley, as we close, what do you make of Charlene's call? Hello, Stan.
Sorry, Aubrey, say again. I just lost you for a moment.
No, I was just asking, what do you make of Charlene's call?
No, just Charlene, I think has got a good closing message for us all. And that is that I think if I had to sum up what you're saying, is that nobody and no circumstance outside of you can force you to feel anything you don't want to feel. And that even Viktor Frankl said in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, in the worst of conditions, he says the one thing nobody can ever take from you is your attitude, is your decision. No matter what the circumstances, this is how I choose to feel. And I'm hoping that can be a strong closing message for everybody tonight.
Stanley Becker, always great to talk to you. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, anybody that wants to be part, we talk about these things in more detail on our Monday night groups. Absolutely free. Come and join us. Just email me, Stanley@changecreatorsa.com. Stanley@changecreatorsa.com, or they can go to our website, changecreatorsa.com, and sign up there at the bottom of the website, or they can find me on LinkedIn under Stanley Beckett.
Thank you very much for joining us. Stanley Beckett, author and consultant at Change Creator SA.